为什么我要选这首诗歌呢？
Why do I pick the song?
大家可以先看一下今天我要分享的经文就知道了。
If you turn to the scripture that I would like to share today, then you will understand.
今天我想跟大家分享。
Today I would like to share.
提比利亚海边的对话。
It's a dialogue by the Sea of Tiberias.
是从约翰福音二十一章。
It's from the book of John, chapter 21.
十二节到第十七节。
Verse 12 to 17.
这是一张提比利亚海的照片。
This is a picture of the Sea of Tiberias.
我们主就出生在这个海的附近。
Our Lord was born nearby this sea.
他生长在这附近。
He grew up by this sea.
他传福音，他为天国的福音，他在这里。
He was busy around this area for the God's gospel.
他的门徒也在这附近。
And his disciples were around here too.
好，今天我们要读的这几节经文，这里面的一段对话也发生在这个海边。
Today, the scripture that we are going to read also happened around here.
我们一起来念，可以用中文和英文的同时来念。
And we can read both Chinese and English together.
约翰福音第二十一章。
Book of John, chapter 21.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣说
them,
你们来吃早饭，门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们，耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗，就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。这段对话发生在提比利亚的海边。
This conversation happened by the Sea of Tiberias.
是主耶稣复活之后的一个清晨。
This is one of the morning after Jesus resurrected.
是在门徒吃过了早饭之后。
It's after the disciples had their breakfast.
我想问大家，今天吃过早饭了，可不可以举一下手
？I want to ask if you had taken your breakfast this morning.
吃过早饭的哈。
If you had your breakfast, you can raise your hand.
好像有不少没吃过早饭。
Probably some of you have not had breakfast.
一会儿中饭的时候多吃一点。
So you can have more by the lunchtime.
好，再问，继续问大家，吃早饭的时候。
And I want to continue to ask you when you ate your breakfast.
你一句话也没有说的。从开始吃一直到吃完，你没说过一句话的举手。
If you did not speak a word from the beginning of your breakfast to the end.Please raise your hand.
一位。
Just one?
两位。
Just two?
也有几位哈。
A few of us.
大概没有人跟你说话。
Probably no one speak to you at that time.
我们知道啊，吃饭的时候不讲话是很困难。
We know that when we are eating and do not speak, it's hard.
除非是你小的时候，你们家里面有很严格的规矩，你爸爸不许你讲话，不然的话，吃饭的时候一定。会讲很多话。
Unless you have the strict rules from your father when you were young that you are not allowed to talk when you eat, otherwise, usually people will start talking when they eat.
可是那一天，当门徒跟主耶稣吃早饭的时候
，But on that morning when the disciples had the breakfast with Jesus，
没有人讲话
，Nobody talked，
甚至连彼得都没有讲话
，Even Simon Peter did not speak。
一直到吃完饭之后
，Until the end of the breakfast，
主耶稣才开口讲话
，Jesus started to speak。
门徒吃饭的时候没有讲话
，The disciples did not speak。
约翰没有很详细的告诉我们为什么。
John did not tell us why。
他只是简单的说，没有人敢问耶稣是谁。
He only simply said that nobody dared to ask who he is。
因为他们知道是主。
Because they all knew that it was the Lord。
就在前一天的晚上。
And the night before。
这七个门徒。
These seven disciples。
七个经过风浪最会打鱼的渔夫。
These seven disciples who are experienced fishers.
他们辛苦了整整一夜。
They had worked hard for the whole night.
他们撒网，他们拉网。
They pull out their net and pull it back.
他们在海的近处，他们在海的远处。
They were in the furthest of the sea and the nearer of the sea.
他们辛辛苦苦忙了一夜。
They worked hard the whole night.
竟然连一条鱼都没有打到。
But they did not catch even one fish.
直到天要亮的时候
，until almost the daylight，
他们的主出现在海边
，their Lord appeared by the seaside，
问他们说：“小子们，你们有吃的没有
？”and asked them， friends， do you have anything for eat？
你们有没有打到鱼
？did you catch any fish？
所以你们可以吃
，so that you can eat。
他们说没有
，and they said no。
主对他们说：“你们撒网，把网撒在右边。
”Lord told them to throw the net on the right hand side。
他们结果呢？他们打上来的鱼一共有153条。
And then eventually they pull up 153 fishes.
然后他们上了岸。
They went to the shore.
发现主已经为他们预备好了饼，为他们预备好了鱼。
And they found that Jesus had already prepared the fish and bread for them.
就成为他们的早餐。
It became their breakfast.
他们坐下来。
They sat down.
主也预备了炭火。
And Lord has already prepared the fire.
他们就吃了一顿无言的早餐。
And they had finished this breakfast without any conversation.
门徒们为什么没有讲话呢？
Why didn't the disciples talk?
或许他们在等着主来责备他们。
Maybe they were waiting for the Lord to discipline him.
因为主跟他们说你们要等候。
Because the Lord told them you have to wait.
可是他们好像等不下去了。
But they seems that they didn't wait.
好像马上要揭不开锅了。
That they have to, the time will pass.
所以他们要去海里打鱼。
So they have to went back to fish.
他们心里面也许七上八下，忐忑不安。
They might not be feeling peace.
他们不知道主这一次显现要对他们说什么话。
They didn't know what Lord is going to talk to them this time.
约翰告诉我们说。
John told us this.
这是主耶稣从死里复活之后第三次向门徒显现。
This is the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he raised from the dead.
主耶稣第一次向他们显现的时候。
The first time when Jesus appeared to them.
那时候他们躲在房间里面。
They were hiding in a room.
他们不敢出门。
They were not, they were afraid to go out.
他们害怕犹太人逼迫他们。
They are afraid of the persecution from the Jews.
他们害怕他们会像他们主一样被钉十字架。
They were afraid to be crucified like their Lord.
结果主突然来到他们中间。
And so Lord came suddenly to them.
对他们说，愿你们平安。
And said to them, may you have peace.
门徒看见主，他们就喜乐了。
The disciples saw the Lord and they become happy.
这是第一次门徒看到他们主的情形。
This is the first time when they met the Lord.
他们喜乐了。
They were happy.
主第二次向他们显现。
The second time when Lord appeared to them.
他们也同样非常的喜乐。
They were also very joyful.
但是主第三次向他们显现的时候。
But when the third time when Lord appeared to them.
他们心里面好像却很不安。
Their heart was not peaceful.
很显然，他们觉得他们做错了事情。
Obviously, it showed that they knew that they had done something wrong.
他们一直在等。
They were waiting.
他们一直等。
They had been waiting.
一直等吃过了早饭。
Waiting till the breakfast finished.
这时候主开口对他们说话。
And then the Lord started speaking to them.
主这一次向他们显现。
This time, Lord appeared to them.
对彼得有特别的话。
Had special word to Peter.
刚才我们读约翰福音第二十一章十二节到第十七节。
We just read the chapter in the book of John, chapter 21.
主在那里面连续三次问彼得同样一个问题。
Lord asked Peter three times the same questions.
在四卷福音书里面。
In these four gospel books.
主耶稣大概问了差不多四十个问题。
Jesus Lord had asked about 40 questions.
有的时候是问众人。
Sometimes he asked to the public.
有的时候呢是问他的门徒。
Sometimes he asked to the disciples.
一共呢大概四十次。
About 40 times.
但是呢这一次他问的问题是最重要也是最基本的一个问题。
But this time he asked the most important and most fundamental question.
这个问题这三次他问的问题归结于一个字。
These three questions that he asked conclude to one word.
那就是爱。
That is love.
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
为什么我选刚才那首诗歌呢?
Why did I pick that song before?
主问我们是否爱他。
Lord asked us whether we love him.
我们怎么回应呢?
And how did we respond?
主为什么要问我们爱不爱他呢?
Why Lord has to ask whether we love him?
主向我们要的是什么呢?
What did Lord want from us?
什么是爱主呢?
What does that mean by love God?
主要的就是我们的心。
What Lord wants is our heart.
爱一个人。
To love one person.
就是把心献给他。
That is to give your heart to him.
这是我们对主的问题的回答。
This is the reply that we should have to Lord's question.
圣经告诉我们说,
And the Bible told us,
若有人不爱主,
If someone who doesn't love the Lord,
这人怎么样? 这人是可咒可诅。
And this one deserves to be cursed.
这是非常严厉的话。
This is a serious word.
若有人不爱主,
If someone do not love the Lord,
这人是可咒可诅。
This one should be cursed.
但问题是,
But the question is,
我们怎么能够爱主?
How do we present our love?
我们要爱主的话,
If we want to love our Lord,
首先需要知道主爱我们。
The first thing we should understand is Lord love us.
就说首先我们对主的爱要有所认识。
That is, we should know that love from God, from Lord.
因为我们这个人天生的里面没有爱。
Because from our nature, we don't have love.
或者说我们天生的是爱我们自己。
Or we should say that we, from our nature, we love ourselves.
我们呢，天生的是以自我为中心。
Our nature is being self-centered.
所以在英文里面，我是要大写。
And that's why in English, this I is in capital letter.
对不对？你如果用小写的 I 代表你自己的话，
If you use the small letter,
人家要笑你。
And people will mock at you.
语法都不对。
And they will say that you have wrong grammar.
我应该永远是大写。
I should always be in the capital letters.
如果我们要爱主，
If we have to love our Lord,
我们是做不到。
We could not achieve this.
除非我们对主的爱有所认识。
Unless we know this love from the Lord.
你也许会说。
You might say.
如果我是那个瘫痪三十八年的瘫子。
If I am that a paralyzed person for the 38 years.
有一天我遇见了主。
And one day I met Lord.
主医治了我。
And Lord healed me.
我可以拿着我的褥子起来行走。
And I can pick up my blankets and walk.
这样我就经历了主的爱。
Then I experienced Lord's love.
我可以爱他。
Then I can love him.
或者你说如果我是天生就是瞎眼
Or you said that if I was born blind
那天主到我面前来
And when Lord came to me
医治了我
Healed me
我经历了主的爱
And I experienced God's love
我可以爱主
Then I can love Lord
如果我从来没有经历过什么神迹奇事
But if I have never experienced miracles from Lord
我从来没有得过什么绝症
If I had never had this unhealable sickness
没有经历过主的医治
Had never experienced God's healing power.
一切都是平平淡淡。
Everything is just normal.
我怎么知道主的爱呢?
Then how do I know Lord's love?
在许多年以前。
A few years ago.
奴隶制度那个时候还在奴隶社会的时候。
It was still the slavery society.
有一些弟兄姐妹。
There were some brothers and sisters.
他们看到没有人向奴隶传福音。
They saw that there were nobody preaching the gospel to the slave.
他们为了让奴隶能够听到福音得救。
For the purpose to let the slaves hear the gospel and to be saved.
他们把自己就卖了。
They sold themselves.
他们把自己卖给奴隶主。
And they sold themselves to the slavery traders.
这样呢，他们就成了奴隶，可以进到奴隶的当中。
So that they became slaves and to be into the slave people.
使他们有机会把福音、把救恩带给奴隶。
So that they had this chance to bring the gospel and salvation to the slaves.
每次我想到这些故事的时候。
Every time when I remember these stories.
我心里面非常感动。
I was totally touched.
这些弟兄姐妹的爱。
The love from these brothers and sisters
深深感动我的心
had deeply touched my heart.
谁能够做到这样的
Who can achieve something like this?
人都是愿意往高处走
Every man is willing to go up.
好不容易成了平民
Not easily to be a general citizen.
好不容易你成为了贵族
Not easily to become a noble.
谁愿意降卑自己成为奴隶呢
Who is willing to lower themselves to become slaves?
完全没有人身自由。
There is no freedom.
奴隶主愿意把你卖就卖掉。
The slave traders can sell you anywhere.
愿意把你处死就处死。
They can execute you whenever they like.
你是一无所有。
You have nothing.
你甚至连名字都没有。
You don't even have your name.
这是什么？
What is this?
这就是爱。
This is called love.
但是我们如果再想一想。
But if we think deeply.
什么是道成肉身呢？
What is the meaning ofWord become flesh.
道成肉身就是神成为人的样子来到世界上。
Word become flesh is God become the human body to come to the earth.
若没有道成肉身
If the word did not come to flesh,
就没有那些甘心乐意做奴隶的弟兄和姐妹。
Then there will be no brothers and sisters who are willingly to become slaves.
我们主耶稣神的儿子他所做的。
Our Lord Jesus,Son of God, what he did,
他的降卑,
he lowered himself,
他的舍己,
he gave up himself,
他的牺牲,
his sacrifice,
他的十字架,
his crucifixion,
都是因为他爱我,
all because he loved us,
这是神的爱,
this is God's love,
这远远超过人世间一切的爱,
this surpasses any love in the human beings.
当我们对神自己对神的爱有一点点认识的时候
When we have this little knowledge about God's love
我们不能不对他说主我们实在要谢谢你
We cannot stop saying Lord we really thank you
你对我们的爱实在能够超出我们所能够明白
The love that you gave us really surpassed what we can understand
人世间的爱我们或许能够有一点点明白
The love among human beings, we might understand most of it.
弟兄姐妹的爱，我们能够体验到。
The love among brothers and sisters, we can experience it.
但是我们实在要说。
But we truly have to say.
主对我们的爱。
The love from our Lord.
远远超过这一切。
Surpass everything of this.
甚至当主耶稣问彼得，对他说，你爱我比这些更深的时候。
Even when the Lord asked Simon Peter and asked him whether you love me more than these.
表面上好像是说，主对彼得要求说你要爱我。
In the surface, it seems that Lord asked him to love him.
实际上
In fact,
还是主在爱彼得。
That is Lord's love.
如果一个王子
If a knight,
问一个乞丐说
If a prince for a beggar,
问乞丐说你爱我吗
And ask the beggar, do you love me?
是谁在爱谁
Who is loving who?
神的儿子
Son of God,
居然问约翰的儿子你爱我吗
To ask the son of John whether he loves him.
神尊贵圣洁公义的儿子
The son of a precious holy God
居然问一个渺小污秽肮脏的人
Ask this defiled little dirty person
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
不是因为别的
not because of Peter,
乃是神的儿子,
but because of the Son of God.
他实在太爱约翰的儿子,
he truly loved the Son of John.
因为人根本不配去爱神的儿子,
because men do not deserve to love the Son of God.
我们这样的人哪里配去爱神的儿子呢?
How can we as a person deserve to love the Son of God?
但是因为神爱我们,
but because God loved us.
因为我们的主爱我们,
and because our Lord loved us.
所以他问我们说,
so he asked us,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
彼得是如何回答的?
How did Peter reply?
如果彼得他还是西门的儿子,
if Peter is still the son of Simon,
如果他还是过去的彼得,
if he was still the past Peter,
他一定对主这样回答,
then he would say this to the Lord.
主啊,你没有看见吗?
Lord, didn't you see?
是谁第一个跳到海里来迎接你啊?
Who was the first one who jumped into the sea to welcome you?
是我。
It's me.
还会问主说,主啊,你记不记得?
He would say, Lord, didn't you remember?
当听说你坟墓空的时候, 是谁第一个跑到空坟墓?
When the news came out that the tomb is empty, who was the first one that ran to the tomb?
是我,彼得。
It's me, Peter.
是不是?
Didn't he say that?
彼得会问主耶稣说, 主你还记不记得?
Peter might have said, Lord, didn't you remember?
你被抓到大祭司院子里的时候, 有两个门徒, 跟着你到了大祭司的院子,
when you were arrested to the high priest's court, there were only two disciples followed you.
其中有一个名字叫彼得,
and one of them is Peter, me.
他还会说, 主你记不记得?
And he might even say, Lord, didn't you remember?
就前两天,
just 2 days ago.
在科西玛尼园里,
in the Gethsemane.
当犹大,
when Judah,
带着兵丁来抓你的时候,
came with the soldiers to catch you.
是谁为你拔刀出鞘?
And who had taken out the knife to fight for you?
11个门徒里只有一个,
and only one disciple out of the 11.
他的名字叫彼得,
his name is Peter.
你问我爱不爱你?
If you ask me if I loved you,
还用问吗?
Do you still need to ask me?
当然爱你。
Of course I love you.
如果我不爱你的话,
if I don't love you,
我会这样吗?
Would I do those?
但是这是过去的彼得,
but this was the old Peter.
在提比利亚海边的时候,
by this Sea of Tiberias,
彼得不敢再夸口,
Peter cannot boast anymore.
也是就在前几天,
and just a few days ago,
彼得他曾经三次否认他的主,
Peter had 3 times refused to admit the Lord.
在逼迫面前,
before these persecutors,
在掉头的危险的面前,
under these persecutions,
彼得对众人说,
Peter speak to the public,
我不认识这个人,
I did not know him,
我跟他没有任何关系,
I had no relationship with him.
所以当主问他说, 你真的爱我吗?
So when Lord asked him, do you truly love me?
彼得说,
Peter said,
主啊, 是的, 我爱你。
Yes, Lord, I love you.
主问他说, 你能够像我一样, 完全的, 毫无保留的, 彻底的爱你吗?
Lord asked him whether he can totally, completely love him just like Lord loved him.
彼得对他说,
and Peter said to him,
主你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know that I love you.
但是我的爱不完全。
My love is incomplete.
但是我的爱有缺陷,
but my love is not perfect.
主所用的爱字,
the love that Lord used,
跟彼得用的爱字是不一样的,
is different compared with the love that Peter used.
经过试炼,
through these experience,
彼得认识了他自己,
Peter knew himself now.
他爱主,
he loved Lord.
他真的爱主,
he truly loved Lord.
但是他也知道,
but he knew,
他的爱跟主对他的爱,
the love that he had to the Lord cannot be compared with the love that Jesus had for him. He did not even dare to say, I love you more than the other disciples.
因为主耶稣第一次问他的时候是说, 彼得啊，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Because the first time when Lord asked him is, Peter, do you love me more than these?
这些是哪些？
What does these represent?
通常有两种解释。
There were two explanations.
一种是说主耶稣是指着鱼，指着饼，指着渔船，指着渔网，指着彼得能够看见的这世上的这些一切，来问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
Lord was referring these to the fish, the bread, the boat, the net, all those visible things on the earth.
主就是问他说：“你爱我胜过爱其他的一切吗？”
Lord was asking him whether he loves the Lord more than all these visible things.
还有一种解释。
And the second explanation.
主问彼得说
：“Lord asked him,
你爱我比这些人更深吗？”
Whether Peter loves him more than the other people loves the Lord.
当时在场的。
At that presence.
除了彼得之外，还有另外六个门徒。
Beside Peter, there were other six disciples.
在主耶稣被卖的那一天晚上。
In the night when the Lord was betrayed.
主耶稣对他的门徒说。
Lord spoke to his disciples.
我要被卖。
I will be sold.
被外邦人钉十字架。
Will be nailed on the cross by the Gentiles.
说你们都会跌倒。
And you are all going to fall.
那时候彼得出于爱主。
And because of the love from Peter.
他对主表忠心。
Peter wanted to show his loyalty.
他说纵然别人都跌倒。
And he said, even if everyone fall.
但是我要跟着你。
But I will follow you.
我最爱你。
I love you the most.
其他的门徒也都这样说。
And all the other disciples say the same thing.
所以主耶稣在这里温柔地问彼得说
So the Lord Jesus gently asked Peter
现在你还能说你爱我比其他的人更多吗
Now are you able to still say that you love me more than the other disciples?
彼得对主只能说
But Peter can only say to the Lord
主你知道我爱你
Lord you know that I love you
我不敢说我是不是比其他人更爱你。
I did not dare to say that I love you more than the other disciples do.
但是我可以对你说我爱你。
But I'm willing to say to you that I love you.
所以主耶稣第二次再问他的时候。
So when Jesus asked him the second time.
主不必再问他你爱我比这些更多吗
？Lord didn't ask him whether he loves him more than the other things.
主只是简单的问他说，西门的约翰的儿子西门。
Lord, just simply ask him, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?
主啊，彼得再次回答说：“我爱你，但是我的爱跟你的爱没有办法相比。”
Peter replied to Jesus again, saying that he loves him, but the love that he had to the Lord cannot be compared with the love that the Lord has for him.
他用的还是不同的爱。
He was still using the different love.
到第三次主再问彼得的时候
Until the third time when Lord asked him again.
主换了一个字
And Lord used a different word.
主用的是彼得所用的爱
Lord used the love that Simon referred to.
当彼得注意到主的改变的时候
When Peter realized the change from the Lord.
约翰说他心里面忧愁
And John had written down this that Peter was hurt.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他知道他永远也没有办法像主那样来爱他。
Because he knew that he could never have the same love like the Lord had for him.
所以他再次说主啊你是知道一切的。
And so he said, Lord, you know all things.
你为什么还要问呢
Why are you still asking?
但是你还是知道
But you still know
我爱你
I love you
当我想到彼得的时候
When I'm thinking about Peter
当我想到主这样来问他的时候
When I'm thinking how Jesus questioned him
我觉得主不单单是在问彼得
I feel that Jesus was not only asking Peter
主也是在问我
Jesus was also asking me,
问你,
you,
问我们每一个,
every one of us,
用他的宝血救赎回来的人,
the one who was saved by his precious blood,
我爱你。
I love you.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
我们必须承认。
We must agree.
彼得比我们强了太多了。
Peter was much stronger than us.
虽然他跌倒，他软弱。
Even though he had fallen, he had his weakness.
但是呢，如果我们跟彼得相比的话，
But if we compare to the Peter,
我们会发现我们远远都不如彼得。
Then we can see that we are far from him.
但是，
But
我盼望我们每一个人，
I was hoping that every one of us
能够像彼得一样回答我们的主。
Can be like Peter.Answer to the Lord.
对主说是的主。
Answer say yes, Lord.
你知道我爱你。
You know that I love you.
我们愿意把我们的心给他。
We are willing to give the heart to the Lord.
主岂不是一次一次向我们呼召？
Didn't Lord call us many many times?
把心给我。
To give him our heart.
跟随我。
Follow him.
愿我们在主的呼召面前，
hope that before Lord calling，
我们可以对主说是的主，
that we can say to the Lord yes Lord，
虽然我们不配，
even though we do not deserve，
但人主你既然看中了我们，
but since that you have looked upon us，
既然你爱上了我们，
since that you had loved us，
既然你要我们，
since that you want us，
我愿意把心给你，
I'm willing to give our, my heart to you，
是的主啊，我爱你。
Yes, Lord, we love you.
在彼得三次回答了主的问话之后，
After Peter replied Jesus three questions,
主对彼得说，
Lord said to Peter,
喂养我的小羊，
Feed my lambs,
牧养我的羊，
Keep my sheep,
喂养我的羊，
Feed my sheep.
我们跟主的关系，
The relationship that we had with our Lord.
我们跟主有很多不同层面的关系。
We had different layers of relationships.
圣经告诉我们说，
And the Bible told us.
神是我们的父，我们是他的儿女。
God is our Father, Heavenly Father, and we are there His Son.
圣经也告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体，基督是教会的头。
And the Bible also told us that church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the church.
圣经也说，教会是永生神的家。
And the Bible also told us that church is the eternal dwelling of God.
教会是神的灵宫。
And the church is God's spiritual work.
而且呢，是圣灵居住的场所。
It's the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
圣经也告诉我们说，
And the Bible also told us,
我们是耶和华所造的，
We are created by the Jehovah.
也是属于他的，
We belong to him.
我们是他的民，
We are his people.
我们是他草场的羊，
We are the sheep in his grass.
神用这一个比喻，
God used this examples.
就是牧人和羊的比喻。
That is the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep.
来代表我们和他之间的一种关系。
To represent the relationship between us and the God.
我们都是非常熟悉诗篇二十三篇。
We are very familiar with the book of Psalms, chapter 23.
耶和华是我的牧者。
Lord is our shepherd.
他带我到青草地可安息的水边。
He bring us to the green grass and the still water.
为他的名引导我走义路。
For his name, he had led us in the path of righteousness.
这就是一幅牧人和羊的图画。
This is the picture of a shepherd and sheep.
不但如此。
Not only this.
在旧约圣经当中。
In the Old Testament.
神也清楚地说。
Lord has clearly said that.
旧约里的先知。
The prophets in the Old Testament.
无论是摩西。
No matter Moses,
亚伦,
Aaron,
约书亚,
Joshua,
撒母耳,
Samuel,
还是大卫,
or David,
他们都被称为以色列百姓的牧者。
They were all called the shepherds of the Israelite people.
以赛亚书就告诉我们说,
and the book of Isaiah,
摩西是神百姓的牧者,
Moses is the shepherd of the Israelite people.
诗篇也说,
and in the book of Psalms,
神借着摩西和亚伦的手引领他的百姓。
Lord, through Moses and Aaron, had led the people.
好像带领羊群一样,
as if they are leading the herd.
当摩西要离开世界的时候,
when Moses was ready to leave the world,
神对他说, 耶稣亚可以继续带领他的百姓。
God told God's command Joshua to continue to lead the people.
免得呢, 耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般,
so that the people of God would not be like sheep without shepherd.
当主耶稣来到世上的时候,
when Lord of Jesus came to the earth,
他更清清楚楚地说, 我是好牧人,
he even truly said that he is a good shepherd.
他是为羊舍命的好牧人,
he is the shepherd that will be putting up his life.
他来要带给羊生命,
he came to give life to the sheep,
并且你要给他们更丰盛的生命,
to give them more abundant life.
主离开这个, 主离父升天之后,
after Lord resurrected and raised,
神呢, 也指派他的使徒和长老来照看神的教会。
God appointed the disciples and the elders to take care of the church.
所以呢, 圣经告诉我们说,
so the Bible told us,
主耶稣是大牧人,
Lord Jesus is the great shepherd.
希伯来书第13章第2节说, 我们的主耶稣是大牧人。
And in the book of Hebrew, it tells us that our Lord Jesus is the great shepherd.
他牧养着神整个的神历世历代在各地各方的教会。
He shepherded all the churches in the history.
那在各个地方教会呢?
In different places, churches in different places.
神则选立一些人成为牧养他教会的牧者。
God will chosen some people to shepherd the church.
根据新约的书信和使徒行传,
according to the New Testament and the letters,
这一批牧养神教会的人,
this group of people who shepherd the churches,
叫做长老,
are called elders,
或者呢, 叫做监督,
or deacons, officers, overseers.
彼得前书第5章第1节,
First Peter chapter 5 verse 1,
那里说彼得哈, 这是彼得写的书信,
this was written by Peter.
彼得在那里说, 我这做长老,
Peter said that I was the elder,
为基督受苦的见证, 做基督受苦的见证, 同享后来所要显现之荣耀。
I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed.
所以呢, 彼得在这里的身份, 他说他是长老,
Peter said himself as the elder.
不错他是使徒,
of course, he is disciple.
但在牧养教会这件事上,
but when talking about taking care of the churches, as the shepherd of churches,
他的地位, 他的身份呢, 是长老,
he has this status title as elder.
彼得继续说, 劝你们中间与我同坐长老的人,
and Peter continued here to say that those who are with me as elder.
所以呢, 在神的教会, 在各地各方的教会, 都有呢, 长老。
So in different places, churches have elders as well.
做什么呢?
What do they do?
彼得继续说, 勿要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
Peter continued to say, be shepherd of God's flock that is under your care.
就是按神旨意照看他们。
That is to take care of them under, according to God's will.
照看他们也可以说监督他们。
Or it can be saying to oversee them.
所以呢, 他们是牧者。
So they are the shepherd.
他们的责任就是牧养神的群羊。
Their job is to care the flocks of God.
群羊是谁?
What does flock mean?
群羊就是蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹和神的儿女。
That is the brothers and sisters who were saved by the grace.
有几个字讲到群羊。
There are a few words that talk about flock.
第一个呢, 就是群这个字就是flock。
The first word is the flock, a group.
不是一只一只的羊。
Not just single by single.
是群羊或者说是羊群。
Talk about the whole group.
中文很好，可以说是羊群，也可以说是群羊。
In Chinese, they can switch the word around.
那还有一个字呢，叫做羊。
And the second word is sheep.
那还有一个字呢，叫做小羊。
And there is another word called lamb.
小羊就是羊羔。
Lamb is lamb. Lamb is lamb.
所以呢，圣经中用这几个字。
So in the Bible, they use these words.
就是小羊、羊和群羊。
Lamb, sheep, flock.
来代表我们。
To represent us.
那主对彼得的第一个吩咐。
So the first command that Lord had for Peter.
是要彼得来喂养神的小羊。
That is to feed Lord's lambs.
也就是说，在弟兄姐妹当中
，There is among brothers and sisters.
有一批非常非常可爱的弟兄姐妹。
There are these lovely brothers and sisters.
叫做小羊。
That is called lambs.
就是刚刚蒙恩得救的。
That is those who were just saved by grace.
就是呢，在灵里面的那些婴孩。
That is those infants in spiritual.
是非常非常可爱的。
Very, very lovely.
就像刚刚出生的婴孩一样。
Just like the newborn babies.
都见过出生的婴孩哈。
You have all seen newborn babies, right?
你告诉我哪一个不可爱。
Can you tell me which one is not lovely?
你想一想你所见过的所有的小 baby.
Remind yourself of all the newborn babies that you have seen.
一个比一个可爱，是不是？
One is more lovely than the other one.
在教会里面。
In the church.
刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹就是这样。
Those who were just starting to be saved by the grace were like these.
一方面他们非常的可爱。
And on one side they are so lovely.
另一方面他们需要特别的照顾和喂养。
On the other side they need such a special care.
所以呢，主对彼得说：“你要喂养我的小羊。”
So Jesus told Peter, "You have to feed my lambs."
你有没有喂过小孩？
Have you ever fed little babies?
你没有喂过，你也见过吧。
If you have not tried, at least you have seen.
有没有当爸的或者当妈的拿盛了一碗饭？
Have you seen a father or mother, giving this bowl of rice?
往桌上一放，说吃饭了。
And to put on the table and say time to eat.
喂婴孩不是这样喂的。
To feed babies was not like this.
你要把孩子抱在怀里。
You have to hold the baby.
生怕他哭。
So that he won't cry.
怕他不舒服，不好好吃。
So that he would feel comfortable.
他们需要特别的照顾。
They need special care.
而且你要为他预备他能够吃的、能够消化的食物。
Also, you have to prepare the food that they can digest.
我儿子小的时候。
When my son was young.
很小很小的时候，还抱在手里的时候。
Very, very little when I was still holding him.
我们有一个阿姨。
We have this.Nanny.
他很喜欢我儿子。
She loves my son very much.
你知道小孩都喜欢往外跑。
And you know, children like to run out.
还不会说话，就会用手指着要出去，要出去。
He can't even talk yet, but his finger can start pointing that he wants to go out.
阿姨把他抱出去。
And the nanny took him out.
后来我们发现呢。
And then later on we found out.
他把他抱出去的时候，常常给他买烧饼吃。
When she took him out, she bought some little bread for him.
那孩子不会自己吃啊。
And the kid cannot eat by himself.
阿姨就自己嚼一嚼，然后从嘴里拿出来喂他吃。
So the nanny was chewing the food and then give it to him.
为什么
？Why?
你需要帮助他吃啊。
You need to help him to eat.
你要给他吃奶。
You need to feed him milk.
你要喂他吃干粮的话，你要帮他嚼了以后再给他吃。
If you want to feed him solid food, you have to chew it first.
要不然他不能吃，他没有牙。
Because the baby has no teeth to chew.
就算长了两个小牙，吃了也不消化。
Even with that little two teeth, they cannot chew and to digest it.
所以呢，属灵的婴孩也需要这样特别的照顾。
So the spiritual babies, we need this type of care too.
所以这就是为什么要有为他们特别的安排。
This is why we need a special arrangement for them.
跟他们读圣经的时候，要特别考虑到他们的需要。
reading Bible together with him, we have to consider their need. We have to prepare carefully for them. Otherwise, they cannot digest it.
就算他们都听进去了,
even if they listen to every word,
如果没有消化的呢,
if they did not digest it,
就是头变得越来越大,
and that would just make their head bigger and bigger.
听到了很多名词,
to hear about a lot of terms,
很高的道理,
a lot of high talking,
但是没有进到心里面,
but did not go into their heart.
叫做中文叫做 揠苗助长是不是？还是拔苗助长？
In Chinese, it's like pulling the little grow up plant up a little.
喂养他们,
to feed them.
就是用神的话,
that is to use God's word.
来供应他们,
to supply to them.
知道他们的需要,
knowing what they need.
知道他们在主里面的经历,
knowing how they experience in the Lord.
把他们所需要的粮食, 生命的, 把生命来供应给他们。
Give them the food, the life that they need.
彼得主对彼得的第二个吩咐,
Lord gave Peter the second command.
说, 牧养, 或者说照看, 或者说监督我的羊。
It says, take care of my sheep or shepherd my sheep.
这不是小羊或者羔羔,
this is not those little lambs anymore.
在神的群羊之中,
among Lord's flocks,
那些长大的,
those who had grown,
叫做羊,
are called sheep.
那么主对彼得的吩咐是要牧养，要照看他们。
And the Lord command Peter to take care of those sheep.
是为他的名走义路。
That is to walk on the righteous path for his name.
如果说喂养是为了生命的话,
if you say to feed the lambs is for the life, for living,
那么引导他们则是道路的问题。
Then to lead them is the matter of path,
叫他们不偏离,
so that they would not go astray,
并且在跟随主的路上得到保护,
and to be protected on the way of following the Lord.
羊不能离开羊群,
the sheep cannot leave the flock.
羊一旦离开了羊群, 就有危险落入狼的口。
Sheep became dangerous once they leave the flock.
因为撒旦像狮子, 在这个世界, 像吼叫的狮子, 在这个地上游行, 要寻找可吞吃的人。
Because the Satan is like the devouring lion walking on the earth looking for the one that he can eat.
羊不跟着羊群, 掉队的话, 就成为狼和狮子的口中的食物。
Once the sheep lost from the flock, then they become the prey for the lion and the tiger.
牧人的责任,
the responsibility of the shepherd
是不叫他们掉队, 跟着羊群的脚踪,
is to make sure that they don't get lost from the flock,
把他们带到有草有水的地方,
to lead them to the pastures and water.
不需要把草拔出来给他们吃,
he does not need to pull up the grass and feed them.
不需要呢拿着桶盛一桶水给他们吃,
he doesn't need to have a bucket of water and bring in front of the sheep.
把他们带到青草地溪水旁, 他们自己会吃, 自己会喝。
He only needs to bring them to the pastures and the water so that they can start eating.
但是不能让他们掉队。
But they cannot, but he cannot let them get lost.
曾经有一个弟兄,
there is this brother.
他信主了,
after he believed in the Lord,
参加了一段时间聚会之后,
had been coming to the gathering for a while,
开始觉得枯燥,
and started to feel boring.
慢慢的就不来聚会了,
and then he stopped coming.
有一天,
one day,
牧师打电话找他,
the pastor called him.
怎么好久没见了?
How come we didn't see you for a while?
我可以来看看你吗?
Can I come visit you?
欢迎牧师探访。 当然欢迎牧师探访。
And he said, of course, welcome.
所以牧师就来到他们家。
And the pastor came to his home.
那是冬天。
That was a winter.
弟兄在家里面, 有火炉,
the brother has this fireplace.
两个人坐在火炉的旁边,
two people sitting next to the fireplace.
牧师问他, 你怎么不来聚会啊?
And the pastor asked him, why didn't you come to the gathering?
弟兄回答说, 我很好, 我在家也可以敬拜主啊。
And the brother said, I'm very well, I can also worship Lord at home.
有主有我就够了。
I have Lord and me, and that's enough.
主只有我这一个羊也很好。
If Lord has only me as the only sheep, that's enough too. And the pastor has nothing else to say.
两个人沉默了很久,
the two people kept silence for a while.
然后牧师呢, 突然就用火钳加了一块火炭, 从火里面拿出来,
and the pastor used the clamp to pick up one of the coal out of the fireplace.
一开始那个炭还火很旺，还有火苗还很旺。
In the beginning, that piece of coal still hot with the fire.
但是很快那个火苗就熄灭了。But
quickly the fire extinguished.
就冷却了。And
start cool down.
那位弟兄看到这个情形。The
brother saw this.
心里面就明白过来。And
his heart understand.
下一个主日他就出现在教会。The
next Sunday he appeared in the gathering.
这是牧人。
This is pastor, shepherd.
这就是牧人,
this is a shepherd.
不让一个羊群掉队,
do not let even one sheep to be out of the flock.
带领他们,
to lead them.
做群羊的榜样,
to be the sample of the flock.
彼得前书刚才我们念完,
in the first Peter,
彼得前书刚才我们念到第五章, 哈, 彼得继续说,
which is read in chapter
5, 彼得先, 好, 劝勉那些跟他一同做长老的,
he first asked those people who were as elder with him,
说你们要牧养你们中间神的群羊,
to say that be shepherd of God's flock that is under your care.
彼得接着告诉他们说, 如何的来牧养,
and then Peter told them how to be shepherd.
说是要按着神的旨意呢,
that is to be under God's willing to take care of the flocks.
不是出于勉强,
not to be out of their eager to serve, but out of their willingness.
也不是辖制所托付你们的, 乃是做群羊的榜样。
Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
这样呢, 到了牧长, 就是主耶稣, 大牧人,
And when the chief shepherd appears, the chief shepherd is Jesus Lord.
You
will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
所以这里面彼得说,
so here Peter said how to shepherd God's flock.
做榜样,
to be good example.
就是以身作则,
that is to act on yourself first.
就是像主一样,
that is to act like Lord.
就是有那种属灵的生命是令人羡慕而且令人愿意效法,
that is to have the spiritual life that people admired and people are willing to follow.
就是像牧人带领羊群一样,
it's like the shepherd leading flock.
牧人带领羊群是他在前面走, 羊群跟在后面。
How the shepherd leads the flock is to be in the front of the flock.
你有没有看见一个牧人牧羊的时候?
Have you seen a shepherd when he was leading the flock?
在他的脖子上挂一个圈, 然后呢, 用一根绳子牵着他走。
That he has this ring on his neck and being pulled
你见过?
By string.
你见过吗? 你见过这样牧羊的吗?
Have you seen someone shepherd like this?
那不是牧羊,
that's not called shepherd.
那是遛狗。
That is called taking the dog out, walking the dog.
牧羊人带领羊群是他在前面走，羊群呢跟在他的后面。
The shepherd walk first and the flock follow him.
牧人手中的杖，手中的杆是用来保护羊群。
The staff in his hand is to protect the flock,
不是来辖制羊群,
not to control the flock.
这一幅图画,
this picture,
就是在教会之中, 在神的子民当中, 牧人跟群羊的图画,
that is the picture among the church and the people of God.
牧者在前面,
the shepherd in the front,
弟兄姐妹跟随,
brothers and sisters follow.
他是榜样,
he is the example,
其他的人效法,
and the other people learned.
所以牧者的生命,
so the life of a shepherd
要像主一样,
has to be like our Lord,
要令人羡慕,
that to be admirable.
当我们看见牧者生命的时候, 心里面会说, 哇,
When we see the life of this shepherd, then we will see how beautiful this life is. And this life is so much like our Lord.
所以群羊呢, 就高高兴兴, 也甘心乐意地跟随着他,
so that the flock can be joyfully and willingly to follow this shepherd.
盼望有一天我们自己也能够有这样成熟的生命。
Hope that one day we can also have this type of life.
作为牧者,
to be a shepherd.
还有一个责任,
there is another responsibility.
就是成为羊的门,
that is to be the gate of the flock.
就是成为保护羊的那个门,
that is to be the protection gate for the flock.
有一个弟兄有一次去中东,
there is this brother who went to the Middle East.
遇见了一个牧人,
he met a shepherd.
因为他读过圣经, 读过约翰福音,
because he had read the book of John.
他就知道呢, 我们是羊, 耶稣基督是我们的牧者。
He knew that we are the flock and Jesus Christ is our shepherd.
所以他就很想了解一下中东的牧人和羊之间是什么关系。
So he wanted to try to understand how the relationship between shepherd and flock.
他就跟着那个牧人呢, 一直来到羊圈,
so he followed this shepherd to the flock.
他看到了羊圈,
he saw the flock.
他看到牧人呢, 带着羊进了羊圈,
he saw the shepherd led the flock to the circle.
那羊圈呢, 是在旷野之中, 在草地上,
and this area is in the wilderness with pastures.
是在空旷的空间,
is in this open space.
他突然发现这个羊圈没有门,
He realized that there is no gate in this area.
他就问那个牧人说, 如果没有门的话, 那晚上不是有狼吗?
And he asked the shepherd, if there is no gate, then at night if the wolves come,
你怎么能够阻挡那个狼呢? 如果没有门的话?
How can you stop the wolves?
那个牧人对他说, 我就是羊的门。
And the shepherd said, I am the gate for the flock.
因为到晚上睡觉的时候,
because at night, by the time of sleep,
那个牧人就睡在门口,
the shepherd will sleep by the gate.
他就成了羊圈的门,
and he became the gate of that space.
你想要进那个羊圈吗?
If you want to enter into that space,
除非你先经过他的身体,
unless you have to pass through the shepherd first.
这就是牧人。
This is shepherd.
牧人要带领羊群,
shepherd has to lead the flock.
牧人要成为羊的门,
and the shepherd has become the gate of the flock.
要保护神的群羊,
to protect the flock of God.
主对彼得的第三个吩咐,
and Lord has the third command
是说,
to Peter.
喂养我的羊,
that is to feed my lamb.
在以色列的历史上,
in the history of Israelite,
神已经曾经呢, 将他的百姓托付给以色列人的领袖,
Lord has given the people to the leaders of Israelite,
叫他们照看神的百姓,
and asked him to take care of the people of God.
但是这些人, 他们只顾自己的利益,
but all these people take care of their own benefit.
他们活在律法里面,
they live in the law.
他们活在 偶像里面, 敬拜偶像的里面,
they live by worshipping idols.
他们把神带着生命的话,
they make God's word with life into law.
不能行,
they can only say it out, but they cannot act it out.
所以神借着先知责备他们说,
and so through the prophet, God had rebuked them.
说许多牧人毁坏我的葡萄园,
that a lot of shepherds has destroyed my graveyard,
践踏我的份,
has stumbled on my land.
主说, 使我美好的份变为荒凉的旷野,
so that my beauty land is become desert.
以至于主来到这个世上的时候,
until the Lord came to the earth,
看见许多人,
and he saw many people,
因为他们困苦流离, 好像羊,
because they were suffering and wandering around like sheep without a shepherd.
在新约里面,
in the New Testament,
在教会里面,
in the church,
同, 也有同样的危险,
it has the same danger.
如果神的群羊, 如果神的儿女得不到喂养的话,
if the flock of God did not get feeding,
如果 在教会里面缺少神话语供应的话，
if the church is lack of God's words，
如果我们不能按照正义分解神的道的话，
if we cannot rightfully explain God's words，
结果呢，你就会看到，
then you will see
神的群羊，
God's flock，
很多都是面黄肌瘦，营养不良，
has become very weak and lack of nutrition，
缺少营养就是对神的话不熟悉。
Lack of nutrition means they do not know, understand God's word.
每次一翻开圣经都好像是第一次念。
Every time they turn to the Bible, it's like the first time they were reading it.
而且呢，也不知道如何把神的话应用在我们的生活里面，来引导我们的生活。
Also do not know how to apply God's word into our life to lead our life.
好像神的话是神的话。
As if like God's word is belong to God.
我们的生活是我们的生活。
Our life belong to our life.
这叫做营养不良。
And this is my meaning of lack of nutrition.
神的小羊需要喂养。
The little lambs of God need to be fed.
他们需要奶。
They need milk.
圣经叫做灵奶。
The Bible called spiritual milk.
是神的话。
That is God's word.
神的群羊同样也需要神的话。
And God's flock also need God's word.
圣经的话说那叫干粮。
And in the Bible, it says solid food.
但是无论是小羊还是羊，
no matter lambs or sheep,
教会都要把神的话供应给神的群羊。
Church has this job to pass the word to these lambs.
使羊呢出入有草吃。
So that the flock can find the pastures.
使神的羊一个个又肥又壮。
So that the flock can be strong.
愿神祝福他的话。
And may Lord bless on His word.
当我们来思想他话的时候，
so that when we think about His word,
神实在可以对我们每一个人来说话。
So that Lord can speak to each one of us.
让我们一同向神祈求。
And let's together to ask for the Lord.
他自己是我们的大牧人。
That He is the chief shepherd of ours.
愿神也祝福我们。
And may Lord has this blessing.
借着他所拣选的仆人。
Through those shepherds that he had chosen.
接着他所节选的牧者。
Through those shepherd servants that he had chosen.
牧养神的群羊。
To care of the flock of God.
愿我们每一个人。
May each one of us.
都可以对主说主我们爱你。
Can say to the Lord, Lord, we love you.
因为我们爱他。
Because we love him.
我们可以忠于他所托付我们的。
So that we can be loyal to what he had.
无论他给我们的托付是什么。
No matter what type of burden that he has to you.
今天我着重分享是神给牧者的托付。
Today I'm here concentrating the sharing of the burden to shepherd.
但是我们也需要知道。
But we should also know.
神给我们每一个人都有他的托付。
God has given us different burden.
我们每一个人都是神家里面的管家。
Each one of us is the housekeeper of God's house.
神所托付给我们的。
What God has given us
需要我们忠心。
Require our loyalty.
我们如何能够对主忠心呢？
How can we be loyal to our Lord?
需要我们爱他。
Requires our love to him.
不然的话，神托付我们的成了我们只成为单单的一种责任。
Otherwise, the burden that God has given us become our responsibilities.
我们要甘心。
We have to be willingly.
我们要乐意。
Joyfully.
完全是因为我们爱他。
Totally because we love him.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，让我们可以常常想到你在问我们。
Lord, allow us to always remember that you love us.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
主，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们可以像彼得一样对主说：“是的，主，你知道。”
So that we can be like Peter to say, "Yes, Lord, we love, I love you."
虽然我们的爱不完全，
even though our love is incomplete,
主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让我们可以从我们的心里来爱你。
So that we can love you from the bottom of our heart.
因着爱你，
and because loving you,
我们可以忠于你所托付给我们。
So that we can be loyal to your burden on us.
我们可以成为你忠心良善的管家。
So that we can be the loyal servant, housekeeper.
使你可以用着我们。
so that you can use us. Use us who are not deserved to accomplish your will so that your body can become abundant, can become the truly the dwelling for the Holy Spirit, to become the place to reveal your glory.
我们把荣耀, 颂赞, 感谢,
and we give glory, praise, thanks to you.
靠主耶稣基督的名,
in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.